message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence tonight. And my prayer is that none of us will go back empty-handed in Jesus' name. I say none of us will go back empty-handed in Jesus' name. The goodness and the grace of God will continue to reflect on your life in the name of Jesus. We want to thank God for the just concluded 3 days quick walk fast. We want to appreciate God for what He has done already. We also want to appreciate God for the fast that has also been on, and we are grateful to God for everything that He has been doing in our lives. We are starting a new series today, Divine Health and Longevity Series. Divine Health and Longevity Series. Divine Health and Longevity Series. Anybody that is excited, shout a big hallelujah. In 3 John verse 2, the Bible says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So the intention of God is that you and I continue to live in good health. God's desire is that you are not sick. God's desire is that you remain strong. And one of the major things that Jesus came to do is to remove every oppression of the wicked, to remove sickness and disease from our life. In Acts chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10 38. So everywhere Jesus went to, he was healing all those who were oppressed. So sickness is an oppression. And as from tonight, you are set free from such oppression in the name of Jesus. As a child of God, you have a heritage of good and sound health and an heritage of longevity. There is no sickness in God, so sickness is not meant for you. Sickness is not from God. Sickness is not from God. Many people think that maybe when they are sick, that it's God that wants to make them sick. No, sickness is not from God. Sickness is an oppression of the devil. Sickness is not from God. And sickness has killed many people in time past. I'm sure many of us here can remember many people in our family that died as a result of sickness. In fact, sickness kills people more than many other things you can think of. Maybe even more than accidents. Sickness kills people. If you go to hospitals, now you'll be shocked that many wards are filled up. There's no bed. They will say, please take this person to another hospital. This place is filled up. And I prophesy to somebody here today, you will live and you will not die in Jesus' name. I say you will live and you will not die in Jesus' name. So even if you are sick, our God is a restorer of health. According to Jeremiah 30 verse 17. Jeremiah 30 verse 17. I will restore health to you. I will restore health unto thee and I will heal thee. Somebody say amen. I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. So even if you are sick, God said, even though you are sick, I will restore health unto thee. I will give you health and cure. I will ensure that you don't end June with sickness. I will ensure that you don't move into July in any form of disease. If you are the one I'm praying for tonight, come on, say a big amen. All our forefathers lived very long. Abraham died at 175 years. If somebody dies at 175 years, hasn't the person done very well? Isaac died at 180 years. Very strong, very agile, full of life, full of vitality. Very strong. Jacob died at 127 years. Moses died at 120 years. At that 120 years, Bible says he was still very strong, very agile. Deuteronomy 34 verse 7. when he died at 120 years, he was still very strong. He could still meet with a woman and the woman would get pregnant. Very, very, very strong. My prayer for someone here tonight is that you will live a very good and healthy life. I say you will live a very good and healthy life. I said Deuteronomy 34 verse 7. Right. Important facts about divine health and longevity. Important facts about divine health and longevity. I'll give us just about four quickly before we fire on tonight. Important facts about divine health. And number one, good health is your right in Christ. Good health is your right in Christ. Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5. Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried away our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgression. Someone say he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. So sickness is not supposed to be around you and I at all. Strength, good health is your right, is one of your major rights in Christ. The same day that Christ went to fight the battle and won the battle of salvation for you and won the battle of over the devil is the same day that he took he won the battle of sickness concerning you. The same day. The same day that Christ won the battle over the wicked is the same day that he won the battle over sickness and disease. The same day that he paid the price for your sin is the same day he paid the price for your sickness. So anything called sickness is a stranger. It's an unwanted personality. It's not meant to be. It's an oppression. Sickness can come in many ways. People can say it's hereditary. People can say it is as a result of food. People can say it is as a result of stress. But any kind of sickness or disease is from the devil. Number two important facts about your divine health and longevity is that health is from God and sickness is always from the devil. John chapter 10 verse 10. For the enemy cometh but to steal, to kill, and to what? Destroy. Health always comes from God and sickness always comes from the devil. Health always. The devil is a thief. Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, as a lion, goeth about, is what? Seeking whom to devour. Looking for somebody to place sickness on. And that will never be you in the name of Jesus. He's going about searching for somebody day and night, seeking whom to devour. But that will never be you in the name of Jesus. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Number three. Important fact about divine health and longevity is that there is nothing wrong in medication, but medication is an avoidable weight. There is nothing wrong in medication because it is God that created doctors. Hello? Hello? God created doctors. God created nurses. God created biochemists. God created pharmacists. He gave them the knowledge. There's nothing wrong in medication, especially when your faith cannot carry divine health. But taking medications day in, day out, morning, afternoon, evening, and night is an avoidable weight. No wonder the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 29, say, come unto me, all ye that you have weight, that is carrying weight. Anybody that is carrying weight, anybody heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come to me. I want to remove the weight. Tonight, Jesus will remove the weight of sickness in your family. I say, tonight, Jesus will remove the weight of sickness in your family. Come to me. I want to remove that weight. It's a weight. It's a weight on the pocket. It's a weight on the back. It's a weight on the pocket. It's a weight on the back. It's an avoidable weight. And today, you are dropping off that weight in Jesus' name. The money you should use to spend your children to school, you will not use it on sickness. The money you should use to buy good cars, you will not spend it on sickness. The money you should go to go abroad and enjoy your life, you will not spend it on sickness. The money you should use to buy good clothes for anniversary, you will not use it to not sicknesses. Let me hear your amen. The money you should use to enjoy your life, you will not spend it on sickness. I didn't hear your loud amen. Number four important fact about divine health and longevity is that sickness is not for you, but for the enemies of God and your enemies. Deuteronomy chapter 7, 14 and 15. Deuteronomy chapter 7, 14 and 15. You say, can we read together, beloved everyone? Can you look up the nearest screen to you? I think we need to increase the number of screens we have here now to accommodate people. Now let's read just 14 and 15. Let's go 1, 2, 3. Thou shalt be blessed above all the people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. Verse 15. And the Lord will take away from thee all what? And we put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but we lay them upon who? I will ensure that you are not a barren person. That is, I will ensure you are mega fruitful. You have children to the extent that you go to the doctor and say, please, I want to seal it. I've had enough. I will ensure that good seeds proceed from your body. Also, I will ensure that none of the diseases you have read in Deuteronomy 28, from verse 16 downward to the end, which are diseases of Egypt, I will ensure that not one of these diseases are on your body. But instead of these diseases being on your body, I will implant them on those that hate you. That's why those that hate you, they are in trouble. I say those that hate you, they are in trouble. Those that hate me, they are in trouble. Those that hate you, they are in trouble. Let me hear you say amen. I pity those that hate us. I pity them. Because all that they will be seeing in their house is weeping and crying. All they will be seeing in their house is gnashing of teeth. I didn't hear your amen. Those are four brief, important facts about divine health and longevity. Number one, it is your right to have divine health. Number two, health is from God and sickness is from the devil. Number three, there's nothing wrong in taking medications, but it is a weight which you can avoid. And of course, number four, sickness is not for you, but for the enemies of God and your enemies. Somebody say amen. Quickly tonight, I will be showing us just one pathway to good health. Just one. And then we'll trust God to go into further prayers. Pathway to sound health and longevity. How can I live long? What can I do that I will not be sick? What can I do that I will not be visiting hospital regularly? What do I do to ensure that I live long like Abraham, 175, like Isaac, 180 years, like Moses, 120 years? Like Jacob, 127 years. Like Joseph, 110 years. 110 years. What can I do to live long? And the one key I'll be giving us tonight is regular and consistent intake of the Word of God. Regular and consistent intake of the Word of God. The Word of God remains a major key to sound health and to longevity. It's a major factor that brings about sound health. Now listen, the Word of God is so important that those that refuse it, they eventually become refuse. When you refuse it, you eventually become refuse. Refuse, 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 refuse. The Word of God is a tool for good health. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. The Bible says, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eye. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health. Somebody say health. And health to all their flesh. So the word of God is a tool for health. The word of God is a major factor that brings about soundness of health. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Your access to the life of God and to the word of God brings about good health for you. The word of God is the principal channel for divine health. In Psalm 107 verse 20, the Bible says, he sent his word healed them and delivered them. Someone say delivered them. He delivered them from all their destructions. So the word of God is a tool to deliver you from sickness. The word of God is a tool to deliver you from sickness. And as from today, sickness will lose its grip upon your life in Jesus' name. I say sickness will lose its grip upon your life in Jesus' name. I say sickness will lose its grip upon your life in Jesus' name. The greatest multivitamins you need is the word. The greatest of the multivitamins that you can ever need in this life is the Bible, is the word of God. Quickly tonight, what are the content of the word? What is inside the word that makes it so powerful? Because somebody will say, just reading the Bible, how can that one make me be strong? I want to show you, what does the Bible contain? What does the word of God, I'm talking right now, what does it contain? Number one, content of the word is that the word carries healing virtues. Hebrews 4 verse 12. Hebrews 4 verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul, of the spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So the word of God carries healing virtue. Someone say healing virtue. Bible says it is quick. It's quick. I know this is the amount of quick works. He said it carries quick power that makes you healed quickly. As I speak the word of God right now, sickness quickly disappear out of your body. I say sickness quickly disappear out of your body. Quick. When you want it quick, quick. You want healing quick, quick. You want health quick, quick. Then you submit to the word of God. Joel Austin's mother was sick. And they said she had cancer. And she had just a few days to die. The father was a pastor. Late now, has gone to be with the Lord. And suddenly, when this woman got cancer, they told the man said, our God is a God of miracles. Discharge my wife. She's going home with me. And as they went home, they loaded her with scriptures. She was listening to the word of God and put two pictures of when she was much younger. Put it around her when she used to run and all that. And then she was just listening to messages. And suddenly, someone say suddenly. Suddenly that cancer dried up. She's alive. She's bouncing, she's hale and healthy, very strong. The word of God carries healing virtues. The word of God carries healing virtues. The word of God carries healing virtues. The word of God, the Bible says, he penetrates the bones and the marrows and the joints and the soul and the spirit. Tell me the drug that will do that. He penetrates the spirit, the soul, the joints and the marrows, every part of the body. The word of God is going there. If the problem is on the head, it will get there. If it's under the leg, it will get there. If it's at the back, it will get there. If it's inside your private part, it will get there. If it's in your chest, it will get there. If it's in your heart, it will get there. Everywhere, sharp. He doesn't miss his target. Today, I send the arrow of the word of God to flush out sickness from your body. I send the arrow of the word of God to flush out sickness from your body. Let me hear you say a big amen. You can't have access to this kind of message and this kind of word and then you are falling sick anyhow. No. Your friends can't be carrying you all about from place to place with this kind of information. You know, they say knowledge is power. When you have knowledge, you are free. It is ignorance that destroys. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. But when you have knowledge, you are free. Somebody shout, I'm free. And your freedom is permanent in the name of Jesus. You are free. When you don't know what to do, you just spend your money for doctors for nothing. When you don't know what to do, you just spend your money on nurses for nothing. All the pharmacists will know you. But as from today, the freedom is permanent in Jesus' name. Number two, what is the content of the word of God? The word of God carries the spirit of God. John chapter 6 verse 63. John 6 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? They are spirit and they are life. John 6 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The spirit quickeneth. The word that I'm talking to you, they are spirit, they are life. The word of God carries God. 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 The word. So when you inject the word of God in your system, strangers must bow. Light. Darkness will always bow to light anywhere. In Nigeria, in Nicaragua, in Congo Kinshasa, in Mali, in Spain, anywhere. Anywhere there is light, darkness will take over sharp, sharp. Light, darkness does not argue with light. Should I go? Should I not go? Do I need to wait? Immediately that you put on the light, darkness must go. Immediately the Spirit of God enters your system, there must be a change. Immediately the Spirit of God enters your system, you begin to feel. Even if you are not totally healed instantly, you begin to get better. Everyone with chronic sickness is here. And those who are watching me, from this minute, you are getting better. And you are totally healed of that sickness in the name of Jesus. The word of God carries the spirit of God. The word of God carries the spirit of God. The word of God carries the spirit of God. The word of God carries the spirit of God. The word of God carries the spirit of God. In Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2, the Bible says, and the Spirit entered into me when he spoke unto me. The Spirit entered into me when he spoke unto me. Ezekiel 2 verse 2. And the Spirit entered into me when he spoke unto me. It entered into me. Something is entering into you today. As God is speaking, something. How many of you have listened to message before? And it's as if something entered you. It's as if something just entered your body. It's as if something just entered your body. It's as if something just, what's going on? Why am I taking all these drugs? What nonsense. I'm a child of God. Then you trash it. It entered, the Spirit entered into me as he spoke unto me. In Ezekiel 37, you know the story very well, at the valley of dry bones. Ezekiel 37 from verse 1 down. It was the word of God that brought about the dead bones were able to rise again. And I speak today, every dead bone and dry bone in anybody's life shall rise up in the name of Jesus. I say it will rise up in the name of Jesus. And he said, son of man, can this bone live? And he answered, oh Lord, thou knowest. And he said, prophesy, speak the word of God to these dry bones. That's why those that keep their mouth shut and they are sick, and you keep their mouth shut, there's no way they can get healed. We'll be talking about that much later when we are talking about this message further. You want to be healed? Your mouth must be open to declare and to cast out to cast out the sickness. In my place, they say it is with your mouth that you say, I'm not eating. Did you get that proverb? Eh? It is with your mouth you say, no, I don't want it. I don't want this in my life. I don't want HIV in my life. I don't want sickness in my life. I don't want arthritis in my life. I don't want eye problem in my life. I don't want fibroid in my life. It is with my mouth that you say it. We are number what now? Number three. What is it? The content of the word. I said number one is what? It carries healing virtues. Number two, it carries the spirit of the Lord. Number three, what the word carries. It carries medications. The word of God is the greatest medication. Jeremiah 15:16. Thy word have I found, and I did eat them. Thy word have I found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord Most High. So the word of God is something you can eat as a medication. That's why, friends, on a daily basis, you should have the number of tablets. A chapter is like a tablet. You should have the number of tablets you take per day of the word of God. Maybe it depends on your level. Maybe for some 2, for some 10, for some 15, for some 20. But you must take that tablet per day. The word of God is a medication for your healing. The word of God is a medication for your healing. The word of God is a medication for your... Anytime I'm feeling a little, maybe I've stretched myself too much, I'm feeling a little, I run back to the word. Take it back. The more you take in the word of God, the more you... It's like something that gives you... It prevents and fights against anything that wants to destroy your health. So on a daily basis, taking the word of God brings about the prevention of diseases. And it brings about medications that will bring about healings for you. As from today, no sickness will last from this night in your body in the name of Jesus. That's what the Bible says in Proverbs 4 verse 20 to 22 that I read earlier. Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. My son, attend to my words. Attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Don't stop reading it. Don't stop. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them and health to them. So the more you take it, it's a medication. It's a medication. Just like some take agbo, some take agumu, some take tablets, some take capsules. The greatest capsule you and I can take as believers is the capsule of the word. 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 That's why you should have a Bible reading plan. Per day, per week, per month. Don't just read in the Bible. You should have a reading plan. I'm reading so chapter. Then you read it, then you move to another one. You read it. I know that you read one chapter here today. You read 2 verses here today. You read. That's like an unfocused study. That's an unfocused study. So you should have a Bible reading plan that goes through a particular place. You digest it. You meditate on it. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8. So it must not depart from our mouth. It must not. He says in Proverbs 4, verse 20, he said, don't let it depart from your eyes. Jeremiah said, don't let it depart from your mouth. As you are seeing it, you are saying it. As you are seeing it, you are saying it. For somebody here today, the last time you spent your money on sickness is the last time forever. The last time you took drip for the purpose of sickness is the last time forever in the name of Jesus. For ladies here, except when you are about to deliver your baby, in the name of Jesus, you are not falling sick ever again in the name of Jesus. You are not laying your back on any bed again except it is for the purpose of childbirth. No purpose of sickness again in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loud amen. No surgery for you. I didn't hear your amen. No strange sickness that affects ladies at midlife shall attack you. I forbid midlife crisis for you. I forbid midlife crisis for you. I forbid midlife problems for you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Number 4, what does the word of God contain? It carries joy. It carries joy. The word of God is a carrier of joy. In Proverbs 17 verse 22, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit dry the bones. Proverbs 17, 22. A merry heart. When you are joyful, then sickness runs away. Sickness most of the time comes to us when we are depressed, oppressed. Anytime you are feeling down, you are calling for help. I want you to do that. When you feel depressed, you begin to have headache. When you are not happy, you begin to have body pain. Anytime your spirit is down, your health is down. That's why you must ensure that you don't allow anything to make you sick. That's why you should avoid killjoy. That's why even if they come to your house, you must open the door. Because they don't come with good news. There are some calls, if you see it, you don't pick because they don't have good news. Every killjoy around you, they are separated from you. I say every killjoy around you, they are separated from you. Can I hear you say amen? No wife here shall be a killjoy for her husband. No husband here shall be a killjoy for the wife. So when you leave the house as a husband, your wife is waiting for you to come back, not praying that you don't come back early. As a husband, if your wife is not around, you are wishing for her to come back, not that you are saying, oh God, I wish you can just go for much longer. Everyone here, you will be a joy giver. In Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10, the B part, Nehemiah 8 verse 10, the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Anytime you have joy, you are strong. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10, the B part, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So, joy brings strength. Joy brings strength. When you are joyful, you are strong. When you are joyful, you are strong, very strong. You will never be tired again. The days of your being weak and tired is over. Let me hear your louder amen. And that's why you must exhibit joy everywhere. Especially in a place like Nigeria, where almost everything wants to depress you. It's only in Nigeria that I see that a government will spend 8 years and live without anything to show. In Nigeria. With billions of naira every month and they live without anything to show. No roads, no water, no lights, nothing to show. Nothing. In this church, as I'm talking to you now, we are using generators. We pump our own water. We buy our own pumping machine. We have our own security, because if you leave this place now for 2 days now, they are targeting our resources. So especially in a place like Nigeria, where almost everything, you have to ensure that you maintain your joy so that you can keep your health. Hello. You have to work hard to maintain your joy. Just thank God and believe God that even if this place is not so okay like you want, very soon, later on when you grow old, you go to another place that is much better. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Or else, that's why people die. People die like chicken in Nigeria. They just die like, this person, he died though. This person, he died though. This person, he died though. It's only in this our church and this our ministry that we have one cover. Have you noticed that we have a special cover here? You will not die in an untimely manner. I say you will not die in an untimely manner. So maintain your joy. Maintain your joy. Be happy always. Just believe God for the best. And that best is approaching in Jesus' name. Number 5. What does the word contain? It contains or it carries fire. The word of God carries fire. Jeremiah 23 verse 29. Jeremiah 23 verse 29. Is not my word like fire? That's Jeremiah asking question. God asking question. He said, is not the word of God like fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer, and break it in pieces. The word of God is like a fire. And you know everything bounds to fire. Even lion, as strong as lion is, if he sees fire, no, this is fire, he will relax. Have you seen any lion that says he's so lionized and he jumps inside fire? Demons know fire. Witches and wizards know fire. Powers of darkness, they know fire. The word, Ola. So, anything you can think of that is a bad thing knows fire. When the word of God is inside you, it's like fire. It burns. It burns and burns out strangers. It removes the unwanted. It canes them out. It pursues them out. You know, in those days, for some of you that know about farming and people that hunt, when they want to chase something out of a hole. Hello? When a big rabbit is inside the hole and they want to chase it out of the hole. Anyway, most of you are VI people. You don't you don't understand what I'm talking about. Eh? They want to chase out something from the hole. They will put fire. Initially, the team can be doing like this. It can't be. I will manage. And if you get to a point, say, I know they stay here again. I don't tire for here. I know go die. You will not die. When devil sees, when he sees fire, he must run. And that fire is in the Word of God. That fire is in the Bible. The more you inject it, the more it possesses your body with fire. It gets to a point your eyes is like fire. As from today, devil will be pursued out of your bloody system. Sicknesses and strangers will be pursued out of your system. A Christian that doesn't study the word is doing himself more harm than good. A Christian that refuses to study the Bible is doing himself more harm than good. There is no drug you can use to substitute the Bible. There is no drug. And of course, the word of God is like hammer, which I also read in the same place. Jeremiah 23 verse 29. You know the work of hammer. Hammer. If somebody say, I will hammer your head now, you yourself, you go and sit down somewhere. He said the word of God is like hammer. What does hammer do? He breaks what? Even rocks. Hammer breaks them to pieces. Even rocks. Hammer breaks them to pieces. That's why in your car, you must be playing messages. That's why in your house, you must be playing messages. On your phone, delete all those jagajagacious things and load messages there. Load messages there. As from today, sickness will never be found around your destiny again. As I round up tonight, what are the few counsels that we have? Number one, counsel is make it a habit to take several capsules of the Bible daily. Several capsules of the word daily. Make it a habit every day to study the word. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. On a daily basis, study. On a daily basis. Every day, take the capsule. If you can start with one, okay. If you can start with two per day, fine. If you can start with three, ensure that daily. And if I were you, I would take the three portions of the Bible. The first portion is the Old Testament. The second portion is the Psalms and Proverbs and Ecclesiastes arena. That's another portion. And then the New Testament portion. So I take a portion in the Old Testament. I take a portion in Psalm. You see, one of the reasons for Psalms tears up worship in you and praise. Because Psalms is all about worship and praising God. Most of the things that are in Psalms are a direct result of David's praise and worship life. It was his moments of praise and worship that wrote most of the Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. It was in worship. It was in the place of adoration that all those words were coming out. Not that he was just saying it. Then for Proverbs, Proverbs is essential because you need wisdom. Proverbs 4 verse 7. It says wisdom is what? The principal thing. When you say something is the principal thing. Are you with me tonight? Wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs 4 verse 7. The reason why you need Proverbs, and Proverbs has 31 chapters. And most months have 31 days. 30, 31 or 20, 29. So you have one, minimum of one per day. I'm taking my own today now. So you take, you are taking maybe Genesis, the book of Genesis you are reading, or you are reading Exodus, you are just reading the particular chapter on and on and on, and then you take the book of Psalms. Psalm has 150 chapters. So if you take 3 per day, in 1 month you are finished. Sorry, if you take, is it 3? 5 per day. Beg your pardon. If you take 5 per day, if you take 5 per day, in 30 days you are done with Psalms. Oh, every 30 days you are finished Psalms. And Proverbs has 31 chapters. So if you read one per day, and you need this thing so much. If you read Proverbs very well, you will not act foolishly again. You will not talk stupidly. When it's time to go to work, you get up easily because you know that you must not be like an ant. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 or thereabout. You just, anything you are reading, it's for something in you. As from today, a new desire for the word comes upon you in the name of Jesus. It comes upon you and I in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can you say the kind of amen that you will say if I pray for dollars for you? Can you say the kind of amen you will say if I pray for pounds for you? Can you say the kind of amen you will pray if I pray for visa for you? The word of God carries power. It's fire and it's hammer. Number 2, counsel tonight, beloved, wonderful people. Do all that the word commands as you read it. As the word of God is commanding you, do this, do that, love your neighbor as yourself. Be a giver. Work for God. Serve the Lord. Run away from sin. Run away from iniquity. Flee from all appearances of evil. Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. As the word of God is giving you direction, take it. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Explains to us the importance of obedience to the word of God. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the word of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, as a direct result of your obedience. So, listening to the word of God and doing it makes God to set you on high. Makes him to bless you. It's not just reading it alone. It's not just hearing. Bible says, being hearers alone and not doers and deceiving your own self. May you never be among those in the name of Jesus. I say, may you never be among those in the name of Jesus. Who are hearers but never doers. That's the worst thing about a lot of Christians. We listen to the word, we hear the word, but we don't do it. But the days of disobedience are over in Jesus' name. I said the days of disobedience are over in the name of Jesus. James 1:23, if any be a hearer of the word and not doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural self in a glass. He's just there. He's just looking at it. He knows the right thing, but he doesn't do it. As from today, the grace to be a doer of the word comes on you in the name of Jesus. So if you want to get the best of the word and stay healthy, do what the word says. Anything and everything that relates to your health is inside the Bible. All the things that makes people sick, the Bible talks about it. All the things that makes people healthy, the Bible talks about it. My prayer for you today is that no sickness will be found in your body again today. And as we go into the communion tonight, the communion is one of the major tools for health. It's a major tool for health. It's a major force for health. Because the communion is not just ordinary bread and wine that we just come together to prepare. No. It's something that the power of God enters it and is converted. Someone say converted. It's converted to the body and the blood of Jesus. Representing it and entering our system and doing the work of health. I want to tell you this, brethren. If possible, in your house, break bread daily. In your house. You can prepare the communion on your own daily. Just find out, just the way I'm going to do it tonight, just do it the same. You pray over it, you bless it, you declare it not ordinary bread and wine, you declare it now the blood, the body and the blood of Jesus, and you declare that it is converted from ordinariness to the supernatural. And then you pray over it, you bless it, and then you do it in the memory of Jesus. As you do that, the days of your spending money on drugs are finally over. Now listen to this, beloved. The blood and the body of Jesus must not be taken with guilt. It's not something you take with guilt. Before one can partake in it, one must check himself. A person must check himself. And if you see that, I've missed it in this area, then you have God for mercy before you can partake in it. It's not something you just eat. No. It's not a snack. It's not Mr. Big's bread. It's not ShopRite bread. Neither is it shawarma. It's not something you just take like that. You have to take it. You say, ah, God, let me search my heart. Have I gone wrong to God? Is there things that are making me guilty that God will not allow, that might not allow God to be happy with me? If there is, you ask for mercy. I want to pray tonight with all heads bowed and all eyes closed. You are saying to me, Pastor, I want to be sick. I want to be healed. I want to reject sickness. I don't want to be sick at all. I want to continue to enjoy good health all the days of my life. I want good health all the days of my life. Minimum distractions. I reject sickness. I don't want it. And I want to partake in this communion, but I want to quickly ask God for mercy. I want God to have mercy on me. I want Him to have mercy on me. I want Him to cleanse me. I want to rededicate my life to God. If you are watching us on the internet, let us know that you are taking this decision. But you are in the house here tonight, in the Praise Tabernacle. You want to partake in this. This first Wednesday of the month, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. God will honor you. Please be on your feet quickly. I will count from 1 to 3. Be on your feet. You don't want to take the communion with guilt in your heart. You want God to have mercy on you. You want God to have mercy on you. You want God to cleanse you. You want God to have mercy on you. Be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet quickly. You want God to have mercy on you. You don't want to take the communion with guilt. You want God to have mercy on you. You want God to have mercy on you. You want God to draw you closer. Draw me, Lord. And I'll come running after you. You are here tonight also. You want to rededicate your life. That is, you have given your life to Christ already, but you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Also be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. Don't be the last person. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to rededicate. You want God to have mercy on you. You want a change of life. Today, the first Wednesday in the month of June, you want God to visit you. You want God to visit you. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Be on your feet also. God bless you. 1 and 2. We're in a hurry to go into prayers tonight. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to partake in the communion tonight, but you know that there are 1 or 2 things you want to settle with Jesus. You want us to pray together. I'm going to be praying with you wherever you are. Just be on your feet and I will pray with you. Also, you are watching us on the internet. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus quickly tonight. Let us know that you are taking this all important decision, and I know that your life will never be the same again. I'll be giving you just a few more minutes and then we'll be praying. I am dying, oh Lord.
I am here, Lord. And if you die, Lord, to me.
said, Lord, to the precious breathing sound.
Just 10 more seconds. You are also watching us on the internet taking this decision. Let us know that you are taking this decision by sending us an email to the email stated where you're sending us a WhatsApp saying that you are rededicating your life to Jesus. If you are doing that, God bless you. Place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. I declare afresh, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Can we all be on our feet as we take that song? Quickly.
Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou art died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross.
Up your hands to heaven. Up and give God praise. Just worship Him, adore Him, exalt Him, give Him praise, give Him glory, adore Him, exalt Him, give Him praise, give Him glory. Thank Him and appreciate Him. Can you do it with more intensity? The person you are praising is not your mate. Adore Him and exalt Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have worship. You know, one of the major things.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788-78 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.